This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Today seems to be the day of favourites, and you know, for the show, we've got Pamela Reed, an artist who we have talked several times before. But you're here to talk, Pamela, about your most recent project, which is called Urban Eyes. Welcome to the show, Pamela.
Thank you, everyone.
Now, tell us a little bit about Urban Eyes. Well, what have you been doing? Just tell us what have you been doing and what. What's Urban Eyes all about?
Well, it's been a 6-month project. It's a City of Stonington Arts and Culture grant. The word is hyphenated. It's actually a play on word. It's sort of a play on urban, EYS, eyes, and urbanise, the verb, to urbanise.
Oh, okay. Clever.
Well, it was sort of based on the fact that I'd done a former project called The Village Artist with children that proved that, or my way of proving that little children do amazing art, you know, unstructured. So I think that applies everywhere. I think everybody is an artist. And often life and school and left side of the brain takes it all away or it gets put away and people never reapproach it. So when I was talking to Stonington, rather than the children, which my village was about, I was very conscious of the fact that places like Chapel Off Chapel, where I'm holding the exhibition, has one audience, but then across the road there's a high-rise housing commission that has 1,000 families. You walk the back streets of Paran and Windsor and you'll see beautiful two-storey terraces and beautiful gardens. You walk the strip of Chapel Street and you'll see every single type of restaurant. So the urbanised project is twofold. It's one, me saying, I just want to lay canvases and art materials out and get everybody who thinks they can't paint to paint. That was fabulous. So that's art through their eyes. The part B is I captured it photographically. I didn't paint for this one, so it's my photojournalistic approach. So then it's through my eyes. I had the pleasure of working with the public across the board, the people at Paran, there were people in gardens celebrating parties, and then I had a wonderful time with the new high school there, the principal, the art teacher, the students, a whole afternoon where everybody painted. They had so much fun. So they've got a whole section that's their own, and all up, I've got 60 pieces of art and photography that I'm going to be hanging all day tomorrow.
Right.
Wow, that's quite an amazing project.
And the works are fabulous. Everybody that did it, there was so many people said, yeah, I'll give it a go. And others went, oh, I can't, you know, I can't. And so I'd say, well, pick a colour. I background coloured some of the canvases so that people weren't threatened by the thought, oh, it's a white canvas. So pick a colour you like, paint on it, and everyone in the end stands back and go, oh, I like that.
And did you have a particular theme that you wanted them to, or just Ooh, anything?
That
just
was the whole point. Flavor. Absolutely no point, because it's very challenging even to say paint a flower. That was the whole point. What will I do? You know, 7 different brushes. Pick up a brush, even great big thick ones. Yep. Just pick up a colour and slap it and go for it. So that was the whole idea, was completely unstructured.
Okay. And will you be hanging all the ones that did happen, all the ones, or did you have to select a few?
Oh, no, everyone. That was the whole. Wow. So I actually stopped when I had enough, because I knew the room was full. So
just give us an idea of where you actually asked these people. Was it Paran Market?
Paran Market. They were fabulous. The people at Paran Market came right on board, so that in that case, everywhere else was spontaneous, so I didn't need permission. But the people at Paran Market were fabulous. I knew I wanted to do it. There's an eatery there, so they had everything set up. I arrived, one of their staff helped me carry the material, and they were so supportive.
Right.
Other places, I went to Victoria Gardens, and there was a gorgeous family having a 60th birthday, and they were all drinking champagne, and they were, I don't want to paint, and then all of a sudden, you know, 5 of them are painting, and they're all going, oh, this is nice. So by the skate park.
Yep.
Then there was
on Chapel Street itself?
It's on Commercial Road. There's a skate park.
Yep.
and a baseball ring right next door to Chapel Off Chapel.
Uh-huh.
So they're the sort of places I were. And again, it was just put them down. And so I got a really nice diversity.
Yep. And were you taking photos of people painting? Is that what you were doing?
Sometimes the essence of where they were painting, like I've got a terrific one of the, you know, if they were painting, I've got a terrific one of people playing basketball.
Uh-huh.
I've taken some along Chapel Street of people dining, and some were when they were painting and some were the ambience of where they were. I did a lot of walking around. They have a lot of graffiti in the back streets.
Yep.
Capturing the essence of that or people in it. So my thing, again, my eyes to capture the community of Stonington.
Yeah. And you mentioned about the new high school that's in Paran now.
Yeah.
So you went to the headmaster and said, you know, like, I'm doing this project with Stonington.
He was immediately reactive. He's amazing. They're so lucky to have this high school. It opened last year. So part of, well, any of these grants were about celebrating a community. So we've celebrated by creating the art, but it's also a chance, which I loved, for the school to celebrate its foundation year. He was amazing. The art teacher there is fabulous, and they just got completely on board. They have extended it so that they're part of the exhibition, which is upstairs. There's two spaces at Chapel Off Chapel, the ground floor,
mm-hmm.
the foyer gallery, which is where we're having all the people from around, but the whole second floor now, the mezzanine, is going to be the school, and they've extended it so they invited all their last year's students and their incoming students, because this is their second year, so they're going to have what's called the urban school experience. So again, the urban eyes has just grown another layer.
Yeah. Sure. And what they're still painting theirs?
That's done. No, we're
done
meeting.
Them all.
Yeah, yep. They did them. Well, they were the ones we did on the day we spent yep. there. There were the students were, and it's not just art, they were able to do visual, video, written. And so, yes, I'm meeting with the art teacher, Lara,
right there
tomorrow, and the two of us are going to be very busy hanging.
Right, okay. So, and it's on at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes, opening is Tuesday night.
Right, and yeah, as you said, it's on the ground foyer, which there's often art there,
yep.
and then the gallery that's upstairs,
yeah.
right.
And you're taking the whole space with all the
Yes, for 3 weeks.
Okay.
But Chapel again, Chapel Off Chapel, I love those people. Actually, it was their initiative. Mm. They came initially when I did the original Village Artists.
Which you did that in Middle Park,
Middle
didn't
Park,
you?
Which is my village, yeah. Mm.
Yep.
And that was the babies.
Yep.
So it actually, Chapel Off Chapel saw it, and then they sort of said to me, would you like to do something here? And that's when I went, well, your urbanisation is so different to my little village of Middle Park.
Yep.
They've been amazing. They always are, the people there.
Yeah, well, and it is good that they saw what you have done in Middle Park and then, you know, like decided to do it on a bigger scale in Paran.
Mm.
Yeah. Such a great idea, Pamela, that you came up with. Where did the idea come from in the first place to do this? Or had you seen it somewhere else in the world, or was it just your idea?
No, just my belief that everyone is an artist. And so many people say to me, because I am, oh, you're so good, I haven't painted since school, I can't paint stick figures. And my immediate reaction to that is, well, actually, we're not stick figures for a start, we're volumes. And you watch a baby paint, you know, they just... And I just fully confident that those who gave it a go could do something. It's painting just, it's like a lot of, you know, singing maybe people let it go or playing musical instruments when you go to school.
And was it a range of sort of subjects that they painted? And
yes, they did. Interestingly, the day I was in the gardens, yep. almost everybody came up with something that looked floral.
Okay.
And that wasn't deliberate.
Yeah.
But when I laid them all out, I thought, this is really fascinating.
Okay.
That was their ambience.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in the market, it was really different because I had families. I actually had 3 generations of one family working together.
Yep.
So, you know.
And has everyone been invited to
yes.
come along to opening night, those that painted?
Yes, because the idea is, and it was exactly the same with the young ones, they're going to see, these people that said, I can't paint, are going to see their work in a properly hung exhibition space, and at the end, after 3 weeks, they take them home and put them on their walls.
Oh my God.
That's
so they get
the
it
whole
for free.
That's the whole idea. You are an artist, now take this home and hang it
Whoa.
On your... And one man was there, him and his wife, and they were expecting a baby, So he painted something that's going to go up on the baby's wall.
Oh.
How's that? I mean, I can actually look at each one and give you a really nice story. For me, a story of what happened behind it on the day.
So is the general public can come along on the Tuesday night?
Yep. So six to seven thirty, Chapel off Chapel.
Right, and you'll be there explaining what it's all about and telling some of these little stories. But then it's open to the general public anytime you go to Chapel off Chapel.
Well, this is why I love Chapel off Chapel. A, it has the performances at night, but Chapel off Chapel is actually open to the public 7 days a week between 12 and 5.
Yep.
So if you're dining in Chapel Street or, you know, if you're wandering or in the skate park, come and have a look.
Yep. So in a way that you could start moving around from area to area, doing it.
I might be.
You might be. So after being in Stonington, which is such a big arts precinct, somebody's going to see it and go, well, come over to the other side of town and do it there.
I have a concept of where I'd like to take it next.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
Well, all
but
the
I haven't
best.
Made the initial calls yet.
Okay. We'll wait until you get this one out of the way. So what was it called again?
Urban Eyes, hyphenated.
All right. And it's at Chapel off Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on from the 25th, which is
Tuesday.
In Tuesday, until the 15th of March.
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Pamela Reed, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.